Good morning. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
It looks like House of Representatives Speaker John Boehner is going to be making a visit to Saratoga Springs in August. What's this all about?
Yeah, he is coming to Saratoga Springs to appear at a fundraiser for freshman Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. He will be the featured guest at a $150 per person reception on Wednesday, August 5th at the Saratoga National Golf Club. VIP photo opportunities are available for $1,000 apiece. It is the second time in less than a year that Boehner, who's from Ohio, has appeared in the region in support of Stefanik. She last year won the North Country's 21st congressional district seat back for the GOP. Boehner also appeared at a Stefanik fundraiser in Glens Falls last September. Stefanik, who recently turned 31 and is the youngest woman ever elected to the House of Representatives, she has gained favor with the National Republican leadership for her youth, her energy, and her articulate advocacy of conservative positions. The money raised in the event will go to the Stefanik Victory Fund, which will go towards her 2016 reelection campaign. It's a joint venture of Elise for Congress, her established campaign committee, and the National Republican Campaign Committee. In 2014, Stefanik spent $1.9 million in her race against Democrat Aaron Wolf and Green Party candidate Matt Funicello. Her victory returned the 21st to the Republican Party. District voters had elected Democrats to Congress for nearly a decade, despite the district having a significant Republican advantage. At the end of March, Stefanik had $260,000 in her campaign account. She has one announced opponent already. His name is Bill Derrick, and he's from Clinton County. He hasn't filed any information with the Election Commission, so we don't know how much money he has.
And again, that visit is coming in August, right, Judy?
It is.
I'm talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this or other stories in the paper today, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy won't mind. Judy, thanks.
Thanks, David.